Now that was a lot of fun. It was Adam Harvey with Yay, I Like Beer. Now Adelaide food writer and palate member Diane Matson got a lesson in pouring beer from the beer diva. You see, it seems we're doing it all wrong. Anyway, Diane spoke with Kiralee Waldhorn in Adelaide.
It's Diane Matson here, food journalist from South Australia. I'm talking to Kiralee Waldhorn, who is the beer diva, and she's based in Melbourne, but she's in Adelaide today for the launch of the new Malt Shovel Tap House, which is on the riverside, just under the Festival Theatre in Adelaide. It's a great new bar, restaurant, everything to everyone. And Kiralee is a specialist in beer, and telling us a few things about how to pour our beers and what to match with the food that we eat. But also, it's quite interesting to see how Kiralee came around to being the beer diva in the first place. Hi, Kiralee.
Hi, Di. Look, it was a long time ago, so I've actually worked in the beer industry for 20 years. But prior to that, I lived in London. And England, obviously, has a great beer culture. And I really discovered, I guess, just quite by, logistically, it was far better to drink pints in a pub than glasses of wine because you spent less time at the bar. But I just started to appreciate the differences of beers that they had on offer there. And then I came back to Australia and worked for Lions, so one of the big breweries, and met some amazing people. Bill Taylor, who was the chief brewer at Lion, just showed me a whole other side to beer. He showed me there was history in beer, there was a whole lot of different styles and flavour characteristics to beer, and I just thought more people need to know about this. So I learned as much as I could and then set up Beer Diva 10 years ago.
But you decided not to be a brewer as such.
Yeah, look, I think I really prefer to talk about beer and educate people around the opportunities with beer, particularly around food matching. To me, I saw that as a great opportunity to lift people's perceptions of beer. I love brewing, but it's like being an aunt. I can just go in and, you know, brew for the day and then leave everyone to it and leave the mess to them, which is a bit mean, but yeah, I figured I'm probably better off as being a voice for the industry rather than being a brewer.
And it's nice to see a female face and voice this industry that's so male oriented. So yeah. You've given us a few new tips about how to drink a beer that perhaps it might be coming a little bit from your feminine side, but it seems to be quite practical as well. I notice you drink your beer out of a wine glass.
I do. I just find wine glasses, one, I think they're more elegant than most of the beer glasses that are out there, but also they tend to accentuate the flavour characteristics of beer a little bit better than your standard beer glass as well. So wine glasses are designed to enhance flavour. So why not put beer in them
Absolutely.
And enhance the flavour of the beer?
So from my experience too, you quite often get that wow factor, the difference between when you taste a particular beer and a particular food, even much more so than in many wines. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think when you think about the ingredients that you use to make beer, we've got four key ingredients. So in terms of the flavour complexity and diversity, it's actually beer has more flavour characteristics than wine if you look at a flavour wheel. And therefore, obviously more opportunities to match, to contrast, to complement, to cleanse as well. So yeah, look, there's no food that beer can't match to. And I think sometimes it's a little easier to match beer with food. As long as you're getting the weight and the balance of the beer and the food right, then you're pretty much, you know.
So what beer would you have with fish?
I would have, we had the beautiful White Rabbit White Ale today, so a really nice, delicate wheat beer. That's fantastic, a Belgian-style wheat beer. Sour beers as well would be fantastic. Even a really fresh, crisp Pilsner would be amazing.
And a lot of these beers, we're discovering them today at the Malt Shovel Tap House in Adelaide. So, and we're seeing a lot more places like this pop up, aren't we, where they're really into the boutique beers and finding a menu that complements beers.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, it's great to see a space like this that you know, is obviously so beautiful and the location's beautiful, and to showcase fantastic range of beers and also have fantastic food to complement it. We're definitely seeing that. We've got nearly 500 breweries in Australia now, so
and lots of them in South Australia too.
Lots in South Australia and more opening in South Australia. South Australia's seeing its craft beer boom as we speak, but
and this gorgeous venue is open just in time for Christmas. Christmas, it's not going to do well.
They couldn't have got the timing better.
No, and it could be
a beautiful day.
Could be part, you were talking about beer tourism and, and destination people mixing the beer into the food and drink. We want to start saying that instead of food and wine, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get rid of food and wine. It's moved on.
Now, one of the things I found interesting today was that you showed us how to pour a beer properly. Now, I know you can't show us, but you can probably just describe a little bit the right way to pour a beer.
Absolutely. So I always say do a two-pour, so pour it in two pours. First pour is all about building the head, and you want to release that carbonation out of the liquid.
So the head is actually what we want.
Yes, foam is good. And you let it sit just for a couple of seconds and then top up the beer gently, and that will create a really nice stable foam. And when you drink beer, you want to always draw the liquid through the head, and that's when you're going to get the most flavour and enjoyment out of your beer and feel less bloated.
Well, and Kiralee actually had me be the taster. So I tasted one that was poured badly. It had no head on it, like the typical thing where you put the glass on the side and pour it gently. And then we had one with a head, and I could taste much more flavour. It was a cleaner, fresher flavour in the one with the head. So, and you need to just take a bit of a gulp, not just little sips.
Yeah, no, you need to drink your beer, not sip your beer, for sure. But, you know, it's amazing how you can change the same beer just by how it's poured.
Yeah. Okay, that's really interesting. So, what is your most magical beer and food match?
Oh gosh, there's been so many, but I probably have to go right back to my epiphany moment, which was a beautiful chocolate dessert with a porter. And that to me is the most memorable, because that was the turning point for me when I thought everyone needs to know how great beer and food is. But there's been a lot of other great
Well, we had one today, didn't we?
That
was the beautiful lamb and the beef and pumpkin with a dark ale.
A white rabbit dark ale.
And it was just, she had a sip of the dark ale, and then it just turned the volume up on the meat.
Yeah.
And pumpkin.
It was
so
incredible.
Great
that was,
for the summer season. Yes, it was a bit of a wow moment.
That one. Yeah.
Might be doing that a bit more often.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much, Kiralee. Lovely talking to you. Welcome to Adelaide.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
It's been great being here.
That sounds like a great meal, especially with the beer. And that was palate member and food writer Diane Matson. Just in case you missed it, the beer diva says that if you hold a glass on the side and pour for minimal froth, the flavour is not nearly as clean and deep as when you do a double pour, letting the froth bubble up in the glass. The diva says you can rescue your no-froth beer by either pouring it again into another glass or swirling it to froth as you swirl wine. And also use a fine stem glass, not a thick and bar-practical beer glass, for best effect and a beer that stays cooler longer. That does make sense.